Everybody get down here. Trip, have a seat right here next to this crystal. It probably won't move. I don't know. Nolly, you're there next to the salt. Okay, Zach. Y'all come on around. All right. Everybody's on this side over here, right hand of the Father. Okay. One of the questions people ask all the time that I'm sure you may have thought about, and if you haven't yet, you will someday, is adults a lot of times ask me, well, how old is God? Okay? How old is God? Anybody have a guess? Nala, is that a hand up or kind of a scared maybe? How old is God? Good answer. Good answer. He's not old. He doesn't have age. One of the things that people don't understand is that God is not a human. He's God. And He has not been born. And He has always been. How old is God? He's always been. He created time. He's bigger. Yeah, that's right. He created time. Time didn't exist before God created it. And we, one of the things we try to do is bring God down to where we can understand Him. Here's another question I get is, this is crystals from Brazil. Somebody gave this to me from Brazil. Who made this?
God.
Okay. It's created. It's something I keep in my office, and it's pretty, and I look at it. And then this right here, you know what this is? You may know what this is?
Is it a crystal?
Salt. Did you say salt? Salt. It's not crystals. It's salt. Who made salt? Okay. Now here's the thing. Okay. God, listen, God doesn't have an age. He's always been. You say, I'm 65. How could God not have age? Because He's not a human. He's God. Now, here's the other thing. When you look at this stuff, God created the world. God created everything out of nothing. That's hard to believe, isn't it? God created everything out of nothing. It's called ex nihilo. It means out of nothing. In other words, God existed because He's always existed before anything existed. He created everything. And in the Bible, it teaches this, and I want to read this verse. And I mean, God is big, and it ought to blow your mind when you think about how big He is. This is what it says in Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. God spoke it into existence. And then it says, so that what is seen, was not made out of what was visible. You see, everything you see in this world was created by God. Now what happens is, people get really confused about this. People worship crystals. People worship idols. People worship all these things. But the truth is, God created everything. And you need to put your faith that He created everything and He is in control. Okay? Now, since tomorrow is eclipse day, what's going to happen tomorrow? Nala?
Like Monday?
Yeah, Monday. What's going to happen tomorrow?
The moon will cross over the sun and it will be dark.
Yes. The moon is going to cross in front of the
sun.
And it's going to be dark. So this is a frisbee. And we're giving it to you now to give to your parents. You don't take this to children's church. You don't throw it in the worship service. You give it to your parents. And then you can play with it tomorrow at the, if you come to the eclipse looking thing. But it is to remind us of the sun. Who made the sun?
God.
Who made you?
God.
Okay, good. Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids. May they remember that you're a creator God and that we are so blessed to be able to know you. And I thank you for these kids in Jesus' name.